Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 765. The topic is training, and the title is, What's Missing? In your training, are you putting in what you believe to be great effort? You're trying your best, but you're seeing either slow results, little results, or no results. You don't feel that the results you're getting are matching the work that you're putting in. If that's true for you, what's missing? And if you're the curious type, maybe you are happy with the results you're getting, but you're kind of wondering, is there more? Could I get better results, faster results, more efficient results? Can this process improve? Well, what I wanted to look at today was two components of training programs that are often kind of not well controlled, not well regulated when you get a program. And that is intensity and technique. Now, with a lot of the clients I work with online, I work with clients all across the United States, over in Europe and South America, in Australia, and we do videos. So I do see their technique for those clients that pay for that kind of video review service. And it makes an enormous difference. With my corrective exercise clients, people were trying to work on correcting pains and injuries. That's a must. We have to be able to see them move, because how they move dictates the results we're going to get, not just that they moved. So yeah, you may have squatted today because you want to get bigger legs, bigger glutes, or you want to get stronger in your squat. But it's how you squatted that'll dictate whether you get the best results, not simply that you squatted. You can squat wrong and annoy your knees, overdevelop your quadriceps, have weak hips, strained lower back if you do it incorrectly. So it's not that you squatted that gets you the best results. It's how you squatted that'll get you the best results. And this is true of all exercises. So there's actually two people in the gym right now doing movements, and this is not even scripted. One's doing barbell bent over rows where the bar is touching the floor. The problem with this is his hands are too wide, and when he's pulling up to do a row, his wrists are having to bend. So he's actually limited in what weight he can use because his elbows are pulling back towards his hips. His wrists are bent. And he's not really in the best position. That's going to overdevelop his upper traps, underdevelop his lats and mid-back, and probably just strain the hell out of his biceps and his wrist. The other person is doing deadlifts. They're doing conventional deadlifts, and they are lifting through their lower back. So they're getting a push off the floor to the bar to their knees, but then they're leaving their hips kind of back where they are, and they're trying to pull the bar up along with their chest up and their head up. They're pulling from their lower back to try to complete the lift. They're now about to add chains to the bar, and I promise you that that's going to exaggerate that and make that worse. Because as it comes further off the floor, it's going to feel heavier, and what they were doing wrong, they're just going to exaggerate and do even more aggressively wrong. So this was not scripted. I feel bad for these two people because I just threw them under the bus. But it's just, oh my God, you see it all day, every day. People come into the gym, they bust their ass, they try really hard. They genuinely want the results. But what they're doing isn't a good quality. And they're going to get very minimal results. Or they're going to get a lot of collateral damage. It's just not going to be as efficient as it could be if they were to lift correctly. So what I want to throw out there is, we are going to offer, we've already offered this before, but I want to remind you and offer it again, a free way for you to check your intensity and technique. And I also just want to throw out there, consider getting a coach, consider working with a trainer. If you hire me, that's awesome, and I appreciate that, and I very genuinely appreciate it. But I'm not asking you to do that. Just hire someone. Like, get someone to look at your lifts who knows what they're doing. That is a loaded, loaded question, or a loaded concept of, like, who should I get? Because there's a lot of people who are trainers that, unfortunately, are not very good trainers. But it's still a beneficial thing if they were to have kind of you know, some more knowledge than what you have. We do have podcast number 609 titled The Benefits of a Coach for a Coach. And we talk about why coaches have coaches and why you should have a coach if a freaking coach has a coach. So that's kind of one podcast you can listen to, and it talks more about how to pick the right person. So podcast number 609. But going back to the concept here is what is missing could be that you have the wrong intensity, and it could be that you have the wrong technique. What I want to ask you to do is, if you are interested in free help and you want to get your intensity checked, you want to get your technique checked, post a video on Instagram with the hashtag Big Form Check, B-I-G Form Check, Big Form Check. Post the video with that hashtag. We'll look at your video and we'll tell you. So it's a good idea if you kind of give us a heads up on what you want checked on that. So in the description for the video, like, ask us to check intensity or ask us to check in technique. But otherwise, we'll give you feedback on everything. But post it. It's free. So if you think I'm trying to sell a service, I am offering to do it for free. So there goes that. So don't blame me for trying to make a podcast just because I want to try to make money. I'm going to do it for free. Then you don't have anything to blame me for, okay? So post a video on Instagram. Use the hashtag Big Form Check, and we'll check it for you. But what I want to look at is common mistakes people make in intensity is they can have too little of intensity or they can have too much of intensity. But that can, both directions, cause problems in regards to not allowing you to have your best results. So what we want to think through is, I recently had a client, online client. We've been working together for a couple months, and I think it was the second month or so, that we talked about the intensity that they were training with. And was it intense enough? I actually, just now thinking of it, I have another client that was like in their third or fourth month, and we had kind of exchanged some videos and kind of found out that they need to be more intense as well in order to help get fat loss and whatnot. But this is something that comes up kind of often, is the one client, they worked out in the morning and they were training their best, but they said everything felt heavy. So it felt like they were training hard, like they were training with good intensity. The problem was, it was the morning and they were tired as hell. And of course, everything's going to feel heavy. So 50 pounds felt heavy, just as 70 pounds felt heavy, just as 90 pounds felt heavy. So they were stopping their exercises and using working weight based on what felt difficult. But their perception of what difficult was not maximal because they weren't at their maximal condition. They were tired, they were worn out. How many people who train in later in the day or in the evening feel that way? You feel tired and you feel worn out. Hell, the warm-ups feel challenging, let alone the working sets. So if you're tired, everything will feel heavy. If you're not really into it because you're kind of like fatigued, you're burned out, you got to do this later on, you got to do that later on, this happened throughout the day and it's bullshit and you don't want to deal with that, and you're just not mentally there, everything will feel heavy. If you're new to the movements, if you're scared of getting hurt, everything will feel heavy. So what feels difficult isn't always something you can trust. It's what's causing physical breakdown, not that it just feels hard to do. If it felt hard to do and your goal was 10 reps and you got all 10 reps, ask yourself, did I stop at 10 because my body was shaking and good form was breaking down and it would have felt risky, or I would have felt like I was using the wrong muscles to move on and do more reps? Well, did it feel that way? Or did it just feel hard and therefore you stopped? If it felt hard and you stopped, but it wasn't risky, it wasn't turning into the wrong muscles because your body was trying to compensate, it was just hard and you stopped, that is not enough intensity. Yes, it might feel hard, but who gives a shit? That's not what the goals are determined. Like, that's not what our results are determined by. If your current body can do it, even if it's uncomfortable doing it, it's not going to get stronger. It's not going to get leaner. It's not going to change shape. The body only makes changes when it has to. There must be a demand on the body to change, an undeniable demand. The current body needs to feel like it was not sufficient enough to meet the demand. The demand may have been difficult. It may have been uncomfortable. But if your muscles weren't starting to break down, if you weren't starting to compensate with technique and starting to maybe potentially use the wrong muscles, if it just felt hard and you stopped, that is not enough intensity. It's not. So we need to be aware of this. If I stop my sets because they feel hard, but I could, with proper technique, do a couple more reps, then I need to challenge myself to train harder, to stop when it starts to feel risky, to stop when it starts to feel like I'm starting to use the wrong muscles, but to go beyond it just feeling hard. The one client I'm talking about, she went on an exercise from 70 pounds to 110 pounds in 1 week. Because I asked her, at 70 pounds, try 80. Did it break down? Like, did it feel as hard as 70? Did it feel risky? No. They went to 90. They went to 100. They went to 110. So they had been training for months at 70 pounds or less. With a change in attitude, a change in intensity, they were able to go right to 110 pounds. For all the working sets and all the reps, they're going to get more muscle damage, more stress on the body. Therefore, they're going to get a greater response. They're going to get greater results. So ask yourself, do I have enough intensity? Am I stopping movements because they're starting to feel risky? Because I'm starting to kind of wobble and shake because I'm starting to use the wrong muscles? Or am I just stopping because it kind of feels hard? Okay. The other end of the spectrum is people who are too intense. When they feel good, they go into the gym and they go hashtag beast mode and go ape shit, and they just beat the living crap out of themselves. And then they have a couple crappy workouts. They maybe take the weekend off. Then again, they feel great. They overdo it. Couple crappy workouts, couple days off. So they're just cycling back and forth, a step forward, a step back, a step forward, a step back. Then they find some small acute injury, something that's nagging them. So they start working around that, but they still overwork, underwork, overwork, underwork. Then they get another annoyance, and soon they have pain in everything they do. They're demotivated because nothing feels good. All their good days are gone, and it just feels like bad days. We need to be able to control our intensity so we can have a good day every day. You don't have to go crazy and have an Instagram moment every time you train. Just have a good, sufficient workout. Enjoy that and move on. Also, somebody's too intense to where they just let all technique go. They lift like absolute crap. They use any muscles whatsoever to reach a certain rep range or to move a certain weight. That is too intense. The targeted areas, the targeted pathway, is not actually being targeted. You're out of position, you're using the wrong muscles, so you're not going to get the right results. This can be why you're not progressing in strength, because you're using the wrong muscles and avoiding the weak ones. This could be why you're not progressing in aesthetics, because you're using dominant muscles and not properly targeting the less dominant ones, the ones that really need to change so your shape can change. We need to ask ourselves, do I have too little of intensity because I'm just tired, I'm not really into it, or I'm scared for whatever reason? Or do I have too much intensity and I have too big of intensity swings from workout to workout? Too many good days, too many bad days. And, or am I letting my technique go just to reach a certain rep count or to reach a certain weight? That might be what is missing in your training. That the quality of your intensity is not correct. If you want help with that, consider getting a coach. Get a trainer. Work out with somebody who has more experience than you do. Get an extra set of eyes, an extra perception of reality. And the person might be able to show you where your intensity flaws are and how to correct them. You don't have to get a coach. Of course you don't. Is it going to make it go better? Yeah, that's why people get coaches. But if you don't have the money or you don't have the time or whatever, you know, reason you decide not to get a coach, you can still coach yourself. Think through what we've said. Try to identify where you might be. try to pull yourself back to the middle if you're off on one end or the other end of the spectrum. And if you want the free help, you can do hashtag big form check on Instagram and we'll check it for you. But that's the first thing that might be missing. The next thing that might be missing is technique. It is good that you are in the gym and you are doing the things. But it's how you do them that dictate whether you're going to get the best results or not. It's not that you worked out today. It's how you worked out today. So don't go into the gym and just check off everything. And I got 10 of this, 10 of this, 10 of this. Okay, I'm moving on to the next thing. Pay attention to how they did the damn 10 reps. Was it the best position? Did you feel the right muscles working? Did you cheat? Did you compensate? Did you go too fast? Did you go too slow? What was the quality of your work? Not just that you worked. It's the quality that matters. We probably all know somebody who shows up to work and does a piss poor, horrible job, but they're there. Then we probably all believe ourselves to be the person who shows up and does everything the best. Well, let's be the best in our training. We know that the lazy worker doesn't produce results. It's the person who works hard, who pays attention to the details, who does stuff on time, who dots the I's and crosses the T's. They are the ones who produce the results. Well, it's the workouts that dot the I's and cross the T's that produce the results. Are you putting in the workouts like the best worker? Or are you just showing up, punching the clock, and leaving? We need to pay attention to our technique. That's how we're going to get the most from what we do. If we don't pay attention to technique, we're inefficient. We do all of the work, but we don't get all the results. So we're slow to progress, so much so that sometimes we don't progress, or we get injuries, or we have good days and bad days, and we have inconsistent results. Again, we're offering to check your technique for you. Whether you are an aesthetic athlete, wanting to develop your muscles and shape, whether you're a strength athlete, sports athlete, whether you just are lifting to see if you want to be healthy and do it right. Upload your video to Instagram, use the hashtag BigFormCheck, and we'll let you know. But these are the things that just reading an exercise off of a paper and doing the 3 sets of 10 reps, that these are the things that people don't cover in programming often enough, but these are the things that determine your results. In my programming, hopefully my clients always read the first page because it has a podcast link that talks about how to manage intensity per workout. So I hope they're reading and hope they're listening to the podcast for that. Then for technique, hopefully they're watching our social media channels. If they're a client who sends me the videos, I obviously give them feedback on their technique. But if they're a client who does not, I hope that they are still paying attention. I hope that they're still paying attention to the quality of what they do, not just that they do it. Okay. So, hopefully this was helpful just to give you an idea of what might be missing or how you can maybe get more results for the efforts you're putting in. Ask yourself if you have the right intensity. Ask yourself if you have the right technique. Let us help you through the hashtag BigFormCheck on Instagram, or get a coach, get a trainer, lift with a friend. If you're going to do this, if you're going to work out, okay, make it worth it. Get the most for your efforts. One of the benefits of getting a coach is that great coaches, even in just a few months, can teach you lessons that last a lifetime. It is a great investment. It really is. I know I do it for a living, but it truly is a really good investment. So consider it. Get a coach, get a trainer, get a friend. Ask yourself real questions. Be real with yourself. Am I bringing my best to the gym? Or am I just kind of faking it till I make it, going through the motions? Am I bitching and whining because everything feels heavy? Or am I attacking the truest, heaviest weights that I can? The truest, most aggressive intensity that I can? Am I half-assing it, expecting all the results? Can I possibly put in more? Not more work, but more effort. More attention to quality. If I want to get more, I have to give more. This is very important. Okay. So the other thing I'm going to throw out there is we've been doing, with a couple of personal trainer clients I have, we've been doing some educational experiences, educational lessons, and we're in the process of kind of creating like a personal trainer education course. If you'd like to participate in that, like I've taught at the university level for 7.5 years. I actually taught weight training as one of my classes, along with exercise physiology and some other things. But in the weight training class, we taught students how to write their own training programs for fat loss and muscle building and sport performance. We taught them how to write their own nutrition plans for fat loss, muscle building, and sport performance. I had over 500 students that I taught how to write programs for training and nutrition. And I'd like to teach you. We're going to do the same approach as we would at the university level. And we're going to make it an education kind of service, like a certification process maybe. Eventually maybe create like a certified personal trainer through the course. But we're going to treat it just like a college course. I taught it for 7.5 years, over 500 students, and I'd like to do it for you. I think it's going to be a fun service. I've had a lot of requests for it and kind of wishy-washy did it in different ways kind of before, and I want to kind of, not wishy-washy, then I didn't care. It just, I never really made a guided method or a solidified method for it. So I'd like to go ahead and do that now and take people through that so they can learn how to become a personal trainer and in the way in which we promote through our podcasts. So if you'd like to participate in that, just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I think it'd be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Just putting some more better structure around what I already do with my personal training clients. So I thought that would be neat. If anybody's interested, just let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay, so hopefully today's podcast was helpful. Make sure you take an honest assessment of your intensity and an honest assessment of your technique. If you do that, that might be the thing that's missing in your training. And it might help you get to the next level. Cool. Okay. No more commercials. Let's just sign off. So you can always check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com, for more services and more options and things like that. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we share it with, the healthier and happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. We're also offering free consultations that we are turning into podcasts. So if you're interested in that, or if you have any suggestions, any feedback, any topics, whatever, just reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.